WKQ.com.
It's a Bill King show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I was sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch.
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
To reiterate some theories here on the show. Jim down in Jupiter says, we all know when it comes down to natties, at Florida State and Florida, that's what counts. If Mullen wins a natty, then he was successful, and if not, he wasn't. And I will dive in on that. Not just at Florida, but a couple of schools, several schools, handful. My general theory is this. Your goal should be, first and foremost, at most every school, now again, most every school to win your league. If you win your league, I don't care what league it is. It could be the Popcorn League or it could be the SEC. I don't care. Your goal as the head coach and as you are accounted for by your athletic director should be to win your league. If you win your league, you're doing your job. What happens after that is important too, but I don't know of many situations, if any, where a coach won the league, won their league, and then got fired right after it. I'm talking about right after, not 2 years later, but right after it. Now, and again, I'm saying without controversy, if you win your league and then they discover something god-awful went on your watch or you cheated or you domestic violence or drugs or whatever, if all that comes up, yeah. But I'm talking about everything's clean and you just won your league. I don't know where the list is of people who got fired after that. Maybe you can find me one. And again, don't bring me one that's got controversy with it, meaning they did something that caused the firing. I'm talking about everything's clean, and they just won the league. That's the goal. Now, again, after that, semifinals, we're talking football, or you just won your league in the NCAA basketball tournament. Maybe more basketball. Maybe some guy just won his league in basketball. I'm talking about the outright regular season. And then gets fired. I don't know where that list is. Somebody pull me up a list of people who got fired right after they just won their league. And there was no off-the-field controversy. Cheating, personal, you wrecked in a ditch with Blondie, you got a $10 million lap dance, none of that. Everything's clean. Now, having just said what I just said, there are a few places that at least social media and the talk shows, yep, where we are right here, are going to conclude you still didn't win the big one. Florida is probably one of those for sure, right? If Mullen ends up being a 9-3 guy, 10-2, 9-3, but never wins a natty, the ultimate conclusion will be, okay, he was at Florida. 9-3 is taken for granted. Give me a break. That's going to be the conclusion. What do people say about Mark Richt? Mark Richt won a million games at Georgia. And he won the league a couple of times early on. He won the league several times. Now, he didn't get fired right after he won the league. He got fired on down the road. But what was the ultimate conclusion? When you think of Mark Richt, do you think of all those million games he won, or do you think about the failures? Getting routed by Alabama. Being boring and looking like an energy vampire. Not fixing the defense when it was going in the tank under his good buddy. Yeah, what were the conclusion, again, maybe it's not fair, is Mark Richt never won the big one, right? He won the league a couple of times. That's pretty good. Better than most. But that's the ultimate conclusion. If Kirby Smart, 10 years from now, 8 years, 5 years from now, there's no natty, what's the conclusion going to be? Won a lot of games, couldn't win the big one. Oh, yeah, I know they haven't won one since 1980. Everybody knows the number, even those in the audience who aren't old enough to even know 1980, right? I lived it. I was in college there. That season is imprinted in my brain, that college football year, as any season in the history of college football, that's in my brain. So we're talking 40 years ago now. Alabama, if Nick Saban won 10, 11 games a year, went 11-1, 10-2 every year, got to the playoffs, never could win the playoffs, that would be a thing. That would be an item for Nick, but that's not what Nick's doing. Nick's kind of blown through that one, right? There are a few schools, not many, just a very choice, minuscule few, that ultimately you are judged on not winning the big one. So I'm giving this to you both ways. Number one, your goal should always be win your league. And if you win your league, it's hard to run a guy off if you're winning your league. But you got to keep that. You know, Mark Richt wasn't winning the league anymore. You got to keep. You can't say, well, 8-10 years ago we won a few of them. That helps you. That equity in the bank does help you some, but it doesn't last forever. Eventually, that bank account goes to zero, metaphorically speaking, right? The equity you build up, you have to update it. Mark Richt was not and no longer updating it. That was the problem. I don't think they would have fired him just because he couldn't win a natty. It was, the thing was deteriorating. Same with Les Miles. Now, there were some other issues behind the scenes that maybe weren't as public about Les Miles that now we're knowing about. So, yeah, you can add that to the mix. But there are a choice few where, yeah, winning your league's good, but ultimately the critics, whatever they count for, are going to conclude pretty good but not great. And great is what we thought we were getting. Great is what we expected eventually, and we never even got one of them. There's just a few schools like that, not many. Yeah, not many. Royal Payne pulls up that clip. We talked about this right out of the chute on the show. It's the clip of Nick Saban, and I'll send it. I'll tell you what. We're into hour three, but I'll send it to Crazy Charlie. We'll play it tomorrow. Thursdays, we got a lot of latitude. And it's Nick talking, and it's Nick. When Nick does it, obviously, it has everybody mesmerized. He's speaking at some sort of event. I don't have any idea what event this is. And he's talking about how, basically, he's talking about how Miss Terry is actually the boss. He's not the boss, his wife. And he talks about how when he was in junior high school, he tried to date her. I guess they were in the same town. She went to a different school, and she wouldn't have anything to do with him. And she was dating this other guy for years named Mickey Schaefer, I think. It's the name he uses. He remembers this name. So Miss Terry is from like 6th grade, 7th grade, boyfriend, girlfriend with this dude, Mickey Schaefer. She went to a bigger school. He went to like a double-A school or something. And Nick was a as a kid for his dad, a gas station attendant. His dad owned a gas station, and you'd pull up. Dick would fill up your gas like they did in the old days. He would check your wipers. He'd wash your windshield. If you needed an oil change, he'd do that. He'd check your oil, needed a filter. He said my hands were always black from the grease and all the work. And I tried to date her, and she wouldn't have anything to do with me. Year after year, I tried. We get to high school, and we played their high school, and we beat the brakes off of them. And he said, eventually, she started noticing me. So they get married, and they go back for an event many, many decades later, which is a Nick Saban day. And he said to Miss Terry, I want to drive by because now this Mickey Schaefer guy owns and runs a gas station somewhere in Nowheresville, West Virginia. And he said, I want to do a drive-by so she can see, look at him and look at me and think about the choice you made. Pretty good choice, right? And he said, she looked at him and said, no, you got this all wrong. If I would have married him, he'd be the coach now at Alabama. Pretty good comeback from Miss Terry. Anyways, it's better when Nick tells the story. We'll play that for you tomorrow. You know what? I'll tell you what, Crazy Charlie, I may send it to you during the break. It's too good. We've got time today. We are clear. Alan in Tampa says Mullen ain't winning a natty at Florida, and it's from that movie where the guy's outside and he's. Mullen, by the way, Mullen loves that movie. Larry says, Bill, what about Gene Chizik? Not immediately after winning the natty, but the following season, right? Yeah, that thing fell apart pretty quick. That's unusual, but I think the measurement there was, oh, sure, give Chizik credit, but let's face it, some guy named Cam Newton fell in they recruited him, had to go get him out of a junior college in Texas after he got kicked out of Florida, and he was truly Superman that year. That was lightning in a bottle. Could Orgeron, 2019 was a beautiful season. Couldn't have been better. Could not have caught lightning in a bottle better than Coach O did in 19. Could we be a couple of more mediocre years away from him getting run? I mean, it could happen, but that list isn't very big, and it certainly never happens if you just win your league. That same, let's say, the spring later when you're doing your evaluation with your AD. Yeah, you can get run, but how fast? Crazy Charlie, I'm going to send this to you. I am not going to wait any longer. It is Nick at his best. You can't do it better than Nicky. Matter of fact, I am doing it. Let me find this thing right here. All right, we'll be back. I'm struggling here, trying to find Omni.
Good morning. This car is still up against the wall here, southbound Briley Parkway, here at McGavick Pike, over here in Two Rivers. Again, they're calling it a car fire, but it doesn't look that serious. Traffic looks pretty good right now on 65, coming up through Brentwood, Franklin, Brick Church Pike at Brick Church Lane. They're reporting an accident there, possibly with some injuries, and out west, a crash there at Tyne Drive at Highway 100 has the intersection blocked. True Friends Moving Company is now hiring. Call 240-2811 or simply go online to TrueFriendsMovingCompany.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hey guys, it's Zach from Millennial Sports Mornings here to talk to you about Hayes Nissan of Rivergate. They have been serving the Nashville area for more than 28 years with a long-standing tradition of providing outstanding customer service to anyone who steps on their lot. Whether you're looking to buy, lease, or service your vehicle, you can be sure that their team will dedicate themselves to your individual needs. They also offer much more than just legendary customer service. They will help you find the vehicle that fits your lifestyle, personality, and most importantly, your budget. If you like what you hear, then simply call to schedule an appointment at 615-865-7220. Again, that's 615-865-7220. Or you can just stop by at 1550-1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison. And check them out on the web at NissanOfRivergate.com. And look, you can trust me. Not only am I a spokesperson, but I'm a customer. That's Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick and loans, internal data. Points and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. At MLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
What in the hell's an internet?
Nashville Sports Radio has been covering Music City for over 20 years. From your radio dial to the app store, there's no reason you should be without Nashville Sports Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nash Sports Radio. We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is. From live games to live streaming, at Nash Sports Radio has you covered. Download the Nashville Sports app to your phone now, or the puppy gets it.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for today, mostly cloudy. Highs near 67. Tonight, cloudy showers likely, lows near 42. Sunshine for Thursday, high 65. Sunny on Friday, high 66. Cloudy Friday night, lows near 45. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, my name is Rocky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Got biscuits? Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel does, and Bill King loves them all.
Crazy Charlie, I sent you that audio clip, but there is one issue. And I don't know if that's something we can get done today. Might not be. At the very end, and I mean literally the last couple of words, he says the word BS. He says Miss Terry used the word BS and said Mickey Schaefer would actually be the coach at Alabama if I'd have married him. So, and that is out. That word is there. It's royal pain. Matter of fact, he reminded me of that. So the lawyers probably would not like that part of it, the BS there at the end. So I don't know, Crazy Charlie, what you can do with that. That may take you, may make us move it into tomorrow. You can take a listen, but I mean, it is unmistakable. Everything is clean until that point. And then there's a BS representation that is unmistakable. Again, coming from Nick, it's absolutely hilarious. But there you go. I sent that over to Crazy Charlie for edification or whatever. Yeah, let me hit this phone. I'm on the schools list, and they send messages every day on the audio. Thank God I keep that phone turned down most of the time. 615-844-5600 if you'd like to get in. Yeah, just a few schools where if you don't win the natty. So we have 130 D1 football schools, right? I believe that's the number. If it's one or more, so what? But about 130. Probably five of them, you could say you don't win the natty. Ultimately, you didn't get it done. There's only a couple. I'd say let's begin with number one. That's Alabama. And Alabama is answering that regularly. Natty after natty after natty. Ohio State's on that list. If Ryan Day wins 11 games a year, gets to the playoffs most every year, but never wins it, ultimately the critique will be won a lot, but and beat Michigan as of right now, 2-0. Well, didn't even play 1-0 on the field. But let's say he beats Michigan. He continues the run that they're having against Michigan in football. And he goes 11-1, 12-0, but he gets to the playoffs. And maybe the games are close, but he never wins. Ultimately, the critique will be, hey, man, did a good job, couldn't win it. Sweater Vest won it all. Urban Meyer won it all. Woody Hayes won it. Where are you at? So there's another one. Now, Clemson is an interesting one. I don't think Clemson is that school. Now, Dabo Sweeney's got two, and he may get more. But I don't think whoever the next guy is someday, and I don't think that's a day anytime soon. But even though Dabo did all this, I don't know that the job is considered you perish if you don't win it all. I don't know that Clemson I would put there. You may say, well, it's now there because of Dabo Sweeney. I don't know if I agree with that. I wouldn't put them on the list. I don't think it's win it all or die there. I just named two. I would put Georgia and Florida there just because of what the expectations are and what the expectations should be. I'd put them there. I don't know that I'd put Texas. Texas is always supposed to be the superpower, but very rarely, historically, are they a or the superpower. Texas, as big and mighty as we know they could be, resources unlimited, etc., never equals the brand that everybody represents as Texas. I know what I'm told they ought to be for like the last 50 years I've been told this. I learned my first Texas lesson back in 1977 as a kid. Texas is undefeated. They're just running through people. They got Earl Campbell. The Tyler Rose, a incredible big running back. And they're going to play Notre Dame in the national championship. In a game that was deemed whoever wins is going to be voted number one, 1977. And I remember thinking, Earl Campbell and Texas and oh my God, and Notre Dame. And I had a feel for all of it, but I still thought Texas would win. And I remember my dad. My dad was not a big sports talk to you guy. He never told me which team to follow. He never sports was not a big deal to my mom and dad. Okay. Why I'm here has nothing to do with my upbringing. Sports, following a team, keeping up with some team, going to their games, tailgating, watching them on TV. There was none of that. Okay. That was not important to them at all. But I remember talking about how Texas would destroy Notre Dame. And my dad, who was not Catholic, my mom was, and we grew up Catholic, but my dad was not, told me, he says, young Mr. Billy, this is Notre Dame. And again, he had no Notre Dame background. He was not a fan. He did not watch all their highlights. He didn't keep up with the recruiting classes. Okay. He said, this is Notre Dame. They get players from all over the planet. Notre Dame will destroy Texas. And I remember thinking, wow. So I was at a buddy's house. My best friend, Vance Wheeler, who signed to play basketball and stayed at Alabama for 4 years. Didn't get to play much, but CM signed it. And we were sitting there at the table at his house. And I remember, because my dad had told me, I said, because they were talking Texas and I remember saying, Notre Dame will kill them. And everybody there, and the only reason I said that is because my dad told me that. And everybody there, their mouth was agape. Texas? Earl Campbell? Notre Dame? Are you kidding me? Have you not seen Texas? Notre Dame killed them. Now, again, Notre Dame's not that anymore. But my point was, that was my first lesson in what Texas is supposed to be and the reality of what they really are. And that's over 40 years ago. That was my first lesson as to reality versus what the word on the street is. And the word on the street many times ain't the truth, correct? It's not. Now, I'm not saying that somebody couldn't take the resources of Texas and make a monster out of them. I'm not saying you couldn't do that. You could. What do you think Nick Saban or Urban Meyer would do with Texas? That's scary, right? I'm not saying they don't have God unbelievable potential, but it never is quantified. Mac in 05, okay? And they got Mac in 09. So we've seen glimpses of it. They won it in 05, didn't win it in 09. We've seen flashes, but we've been told for centuries, doesn't matter how old you are, in this audience. You could be 20, you could be 80. Doesn't matter. We have been told for centuries what Texas is, and oh my God, this new guy just got the job, and it's going to be unbelievable, and everybody else probably ought to just quit. Oklahoma's a better program. Has been and still is. And they recruit Texas like they're in Texas. And they have been with different coaches. Stoopsy. Currently with Lincoln Riley. Or go back to Barry Switzer. Now, Texas had their moments in the series, but Oklahoma's the better program. Has been, still is. So another really good lesson, and again, that was my first. I vividly remember all of that back in the 1977. What I thought, what was taught to me from a parent who didn't give a rip about watching college football, pro football. Now, he would have it on, but I mean, it wasn't the passion like you and I have, right? None of it. There wasn't no team to take. Watch this team. This is the team we all pulled for as kids. None of that. None of that. Now, one reason is probably because my dad went to Peabody and he knew it was bleak. you better not attach yourself to sports. That'd probably be one reason. All right. Crazy Charlie, who'd you say we have next? Okay. Crazy Charlie says, go down to the Rocket City and take the next call. John, what's up?
Bill, hang on a second.
I've got nowhere to
I'm
go, John.
I'm at a truck stop park and a truck just drove by now. I apologize.
No worries.
All right. Hey, good morning.
Morning, sir.
Hey, man. Hey, I got a good quick story for you before I get to my point.
Yep.
But you was talking about what Nick Saban, that story he had told.
Right.
You probably heard this. I don't know if you caught our listeners had, but it's really good. He said he was at a speaking engagement, and he told this. He told his wife, said, can you believe we've won a national championship? And he said, can you believe in your wildest dreams we won a national championship at the University of Alabama? He said, Miss Terry looked at him and said, trust me, Nick, you've never been in any of my wildest dreams.
Oh, man. Hey.
So he's many, pretty good at telling stories.
There's one person on the planet that can talk to him like that only, right?
That's right. Yeah, she runs that little bit, but they seem to have a healthy marriage, and it's good to see. But, hey, I was going to ask you, you were talking about Florida earlier, and I don't have a dog in it. I'm a Bama fan. But let me ask you a hypothetical. What was the quarterback's name that transferred to West Virginia from Jim McElwain? Was it Reed, Will Reed?
Oh, yeah.
Played
yeah,
for Jim McElwain at Florida.
Yeah.
And then went to West Virginia.
Oh, somebody, it'll start flashing up. Anyways, carry on.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Real good quarterback. He's from North Charlotte, I think.
And he played well.
His name's Will.
Yeah.
But let me ask you this. If he hadn't gotten in trouble at Florida, he was taking over-the-counter drug, something that he wasn't supposed to. And so he threw him out of school. If he had stayed in school, because they was on the roll then, do you think Jim McElwain would still be the coach at Florida? Because they were rolling, man.
They would have been so much more stable. Yeah. Yeah. And McElwain turned on him quick, if I remember correctly. I mean, and it almost seemed unfair. And he went on to West Virginia and had a good career.
Yeah, he did. He got drafted even, I think. I don't know if he's still playing. But.
Right. And his dad, I do remember this too, his dad was very prominent on Twitter. His dad popped off a lot on Twitter.
Yeah, yeah. And you remember they had that big play on that fourth down and long to beat Tennessee when Butch Jones was there. And I can't think of the kid's last name. But anyway, he's a hell of a quarterback. He had a good career with the mad scientist at West Virginia.
Yeah, Mike says Will Greer.
Will Greer. Yeah. That's right.
I could not think of that name.
But anyway, I'm just curious what your thoughts might be on that. Because, you know, it seemed like the wheels come off the car for McElwain when that happened. It seemed like everything went downhill from there.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I hear you, John. Appreciate it, bud.
Okay, guys. Good talk to you.
Thank you very much. Yeah, Andy says Bill Will Greer. I could not think. I'm visualizing him, but I couldn't think of him. Think of the name. Joe DiBiase says, Bill, haven't been able to listen the last few weeks. Been busy up here in Connecticut. I grew up going to Penn State games each Saturday with my family and friends. Time of my life, the greatest memory, shaped what I elected to do for my career working in sports. Yeah, and that's most people. You know, they're maybe their future shaped by their upbringing. Mine was not at all. I gravitated to this as a young kid, having no idea I would end up doing this. There was no talk or even thoughts of doing this or being involved in the media at all, radio, TV, whatever it might be. There was never a consideration. This is an option. I never even thought about it. Even through college, I never thought about it. Yeah, how this happened after college, about a year and a half, 2 years after. And there was I never had one thought, not one second of this could be something you do. There was not. And again, I love my upbringing. I had a blast, but. It's not something you even think about. No talk about some team or let's go up here. We're going to tailgate and we're going to go to the game and we're going to get our pom-poms and we're going to love this team and you're going to grow up to love them too and then you can pass that on to your kids and none of that. Absolutely none of it. Frankly, here with my kids, got seven, I've never once talked to them about some team or pull for this team or let's go rah rah rah. They all have whatever they've adopted and a couple of them aren't even into it. Some of them like it. A couple of them don't even pay attention to it. My youngest doesn't watch any of these games, has no interest in any of them. I'm good with that. That's his life. It's not mine. No mention of any team. Now, I've got one. One will ask me a million questions about teams and players and stuff. He's really into it, but just really one of them. Crazy Charlie will like this. Crazy Charlie knows Billy. My oldest, he loves the Predators. Hockey. Matter of fact, he said, Dad, I need your ESPN Plus account. I can't get this game on TV. Loves it. Anyways, we'll take the break. Omni.
Good morning. Traffic still moving right now. 65 coming up through Brentwood, Franklin. Lots of radar out here. Give yourself extra time as they finish up that earlier wreck at Brick Church Pike at Brick Church Lane. Tyne Drive at Highway 100 was blocked earlier on an accident. Again, that's looking much better. Lots of radar out here this morning. Make sure you slow it down. True Friends Moving Company is now hiring. Call 240-2811 or simply go online to truefriendsmovingcompany.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Are you looking to start your own home gym? Hey guys, it's Zach, and I've got the hookup for you. Premier Fitness Source has opened a new location here in the Nashville area, and they are there to help you build the gym of your dreams. They can help you with residential and commercial exercise equipment and with the entire process from design to sales, installation, and maintenance. They are located at 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 in Brentwood. From ellipticals to weight benches, they have all the tools you need to achieve your health and fitness goals. Go check out their website at premierfitnesssource.com or go see them in Brentwood at 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 next to Publix. And check out their Instagram at PFS_Tennessee. Be sure to tell them that we sent you to receive a free gift. Again, that address is 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 in Brentwood. At Premier Fitness Source, they are committed to more than your satisfaction.
Cleveland, you guys ready to get started?
The 2021 NFL Draft. College football's best. Realize a lifelong dream.
With the first pick.
Get exclusive access to the future stars of the NFL as they take the stage. Live from Cleveland.
Here's Lawrence.
Najee Harris.
Zach Wilson. And Pitts got it.
Touchdown, Jamar Chase.
I am so pumped up about this draft.
The 2021 NFL Draft starts April 29th on NFL Network, ABC, ESPN, and ESPN Deportes.
I'm Blair Durham from Bart Durham Injury Law. We are open 24/7. Our team is working remotely so that we can stay connected during these times. We can get to work for you without a face-to-face meeting. We will get through this together. Our firm has been here 50 years and plan on 50 more. During scary times like these, we have to stay connected. Check out our social media to see how we can help our community and friends. I'm Blair Durham. We will get through this together.
This is the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show.
A true legend, Billy White Shoes Johnson, painted your shoes white on a dare and it just stuck.
Yeah, it did. It makes you feel a lot better than wearing them old black shoes. And it was just a matter of fun.
Tell him, Billy, look good, feel good, play good, right?
All the time.
Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton, WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Music City Todd approved. The Bill King Show.
Yeah, just now, speaking. Have to look for market slightly green. No real direction yet, but slightly green. If you are bullish Tesla this morning, you're probably happy. Ed sent me a message from down in Alabama. Says, Bill, gonna be in Nashville for SEC. Are you gonna do a show at Omni? Now, what do we have going on with the SEC? Not sure, but we have not resumed shows at the Omni or the Southern yet. And I don't know, Crazy Charlie may have more insight, but I have not heard when that's on the horizon, when that resumes. But I would say sometime here, hopefully, next few months. But I can't give you a specific date. No, we have not been on the road, quote, for the show since March of 2020. At the Omni for the SEC basketball tournament, and later that day they canceled, and everything dominoed, and everything on the planet canceled, right? So we haven't been on the road in 13 months with a show. Best I know, best I can recall, I'm pretty sure we haven't. Where would we go? But no, Ed, we're not, as far as I know, we're not going to be out and about, at least for now. Now, that's not what I think we ought to be doing, but again, you have to be agreeable for everybody, and if it's considered not a go, then I'm sure Music City Todd love to have us. I don't know what the resumption schedule is with the Southern. I don't know. I haven't heard anything more about that. Major moves over in West, by God, close to where Nikki was reared up. Says Bill, so basically you're saying at one point your dad was the AD of Vandy. Yeah, because he didn't give a rip, right? So that would be perfect to be the – yes, that is true. That is very true. Doug DiBiase up in Connecticut. Bill, what made me – one of the things that made me a diehard college football fan, when we got home from the Penn State games, we'd watch the old ESPN scoreboard show with Timmy B and Beano Cook, then watch the CFA primetime game, which was either an SEC or a Notre Dame game. Saw so many schools, was hooked. Alan in Tampa says, Bill, you're always welcome to come to the Sandbar. I know it, Alan. I don't know when and if we'll ever get to go there, but that would be on the list. Let me put it this way. If somebody said you can go to Las Vegas, which I appreciate, and all the folks, Johnny Vegas and all the people, Robin the 210 that are going out there all the time, that enjoy it. But if you ask me, you can go to Vegas or you can go to the Sandbar. I'm going to the Sandbar. I can do my betting from there. I can do the show from there. Do the show from an inner tube. Just jump right out there in the middle of it. Yeah, Alan's got it. Alan's got it all lined up right down there where he is. That's for sure. Buses, boats, rec techs, plural. Oh, you know who hit me up? I don't know if she bought one or not, but I got a note from Karen, who now lives on the Republican River in Nebraska. Now, you're going to think, Bill, what's this Republican? No, that's the name of it. I'm not just saying it. That's the name of it. She moved to Nebraska, and she hit me up just a couple of days ago. Bill, I need your number and your contact for the guy you're always talking about at Rectex, which I sent it to her. And any of you are welcome to hit me up. I get emails all the time from people. Bill, I need your contact. His name is Jordan, and then I gave you his number. It's a 706 Georgia number. I don't even remember it, but nonetheless, hit me up. He enjoys, when he gets those phone calls, he's happy. That means more business. More business means happy days down at RecTech. Yeah, they moved their physical business. They were in Augusta, and I think they moved to a city adjacent, somewhere in the same area, but they needed bigger and more space. And I forgot, is it Perkins or no, Evans? Is it Evans, Georgia? You folks down there, all you folks in Georgia can help me with that. But is Evans adjacent right there to Augusta geographically? I know, I think it's in the same, I'm pretty sure it's in the same area, because that's where all the main, there's two main owners. There's one guy who lives there in Augusta, and then there's another guy who's a lawyer in Atlanta, and they're the main owners. The guy in Augusta bought the house of some well-known, and I don't remember his name, like gangster drug dealer. A multi-million dollar home that obviously this guy, I guess, got busted. The drug dealer, gang guy, whoever he was. It's a name like Pablo Escobar, but it's not that name. It's some famous name. That was his real rich house. And when he got busted or got jailed or whatever, the house went up for sale, and one of the two owners for RecTech bought it. And he says that he makes his money back on it. It's very expensive, renting it out during the Masters. It pays for itself 1 year, the note on it 1 year, whatever that is, by renting it out during the Masters, just that week or whatever. Lots of rich folk coming into Augusta for the Masters, right? Now, maybe in 2020 it wasn't so fruitful, but he says it's paid for itself. Anyways, Georgia Dog Bill, always welcome to come down to the Ponderosa. Great food, it's hospital clean, and the Auburn girl even dusts our light bulbs. I'll take that on advisement, Georgia Dog. I've seen all those pictures you put up. That looks like a wonderful place. Yeah, it looks like a beautiful Ponderosa the Georgia Dog's got there. got a big shipment. Speaking of Rec-Tec, got a shipment of 5 bags of pellets and a bunch of spices. A bunch of spices. That's when that delivery hits, it's a happy day, too. That hit yesterday. Can't do better than that. So I'm set. Now, we cook a lot. Those pellets go fast, but that'll get us for a couple of months, probably. We'll take the break. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic still moving right now. 65 coming up through Brentwood, Franklin. Lots of radar out here. Give yourself extra time as they finish up that earlier wreck at Brick Church Pike at Brick Church Lane. Tyne Drive at Highway 100 was blocked earlier on an accident. Again, that's looking much better. Lots of radar out here this morning. Make sure you slow it down. True Friends Moving Company is now hiring. Call 240-2811 or simply go online to truefriendsmovingcompany.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now that 2020 is behind us, let's make 2021 the most relaxing year. Bokara Salon and Spa is located on the fourth floor of the Omni Nashville Hotel. And Bokara Salon and Spa offers a full-service spa experience. Relax in the comfort of the signature Bokara Spa as you're pampered with the ultimate spa experience. Make time for a soothing facial, massage, manicure, or pedicure as you rejuvenate in this refined, quiet oasis. Your treatment begins in the exquisite relaxation room. And whether you're enjoying a signature body treatment or just visiting the salon, you are sure to enjoy every minute of Bokara Salon and Spa. Open Friday through Sunday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. To make an appointment, call 615-761-3600. Bokara Salon and Spa, relaxing you in 2021. Located on the fourth floor of the Omni Nashville Hotel, Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Introducing new Kraft sandwiches at Slim Chickens. Try our Chicken Club sandwich with crispy bacon and cheese, the Cayenne Ranch sandwich with fried onions and Cayenne Ranch mayo, the Buffalo Ranch sandwich that's tossed in spicy buffalo sauce, or the crispy chicken sandwich, which is anything but basic. Slim's lineup of 4 Kraft sandwiches. The choice is yours. Whether you're driving through, ordering online, or pulling up curbside, Slim's has you covered.
With 3 locations in Murfreesboro, Mount Juliet, and Hendersonville. Redneck Nation Radio is on Nashville Sports Radio.
I'm Ryan Johansson of the Nashville Predators.
I'm Ryan Ellis of the Nashville Predators.
Catch one of Music City's longest-running radio shows devoted solely to the Nashville Predators.
I'm Roman Yossi of the Nashville Predators.
I'm Matt Duchesne of the Nashville Predators, and you're listening to the Renegades of Puck with Crazy Charlie.
Every game day morning at 5, Captain Crazy Charlie Saunier and the Renegades of Puck, Nashville Sports Radio, and Redneck Nation, a match made in hockey.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for today, mostly cloudy, highs near 67. Tonight, cloudy showers likely, lows near 42. Sunshine for Thursday, high 65. Sunny on Friday, high 66. Cloudy Friday night, lows near 45. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, my name is Rocky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Get closer to Bill King, 615-844-5600.
Over in West Bygod, Virginia. Bill, would have loved to see somebody like Jimmy Johnson take the Texas job for about 3 to 5 years. Oh, my gosh. Jimmy Johnson, who is one of the best salespeople ever, selling the Texas gig, the football gig there. Arkansas guy. Now, again, Would Jimmy be interested? See, back in the day, it's not really a thing now. It's so far removed. Arkansas joined the league almost 30 years ago. It literally feels like yesterday. I still remember Roy Kramer walking out. Now, we already knew they were going to add Arkansas and South Carolina, but I remember the press conference. Remember him walking onto the podium to make the formal announcement. 1992. It seems like yesterday. Arkansas and Texas used to be a monstrosity of a rivalry. Many years ago. The 1969 Arkansas-Texas game, YouTube it or Google it, either one. And it's one of the big games in the history of college football. The president of the United States, Richard Nixon, was there at the game. It was a huge moment. So my point would be, I wonder if Jimmy would even have entertained the Texas because he's an Arkansas guy. That was a thing. Now, again, I would think Jimmy just wanting to win big would probably take it, right? Probably would. Yeah, Jimmy Johnson with the ability to go door-to-door in Texas, recruiting to the University of Texas, the monstrosity that it could be and is, that would be interesting. There's another one. Will up in Northwest Arkansas, Bill Texas and Mac Brown caught lightning in a bottle with Vince Young, a true generational talent, like Auburn did with Cam Newton. Yeah, and remember in the early portion of Vince's career, Mac was trying to coach him up too much. And finally, Mac sat back and said, you know what, we need to just let Vince be Vince. Let him do what he does. And they did, and the rest is history. You let Vince go out there. Now, he wasn't much of a pro, but you let him go out there and improvise and do the things that he does. He's that good. You just get out of the way. Get out of his way. Let him do his thing. And that's what they did. I still think Southern Cal should have won that game. Southern Cal had the lead and the ball, fourth and what? Less than a yard? And they don't have Reggie Bush in the lineup. Somebody, please just help me with that. Remember if it's goal line or if it's a play that's got to be made? Do you remember the golden rule? Folks, there's a very simple golden rule when you're in that situation. Think players, not plays. Think players, not the play call. And it should take care of itself. Southern Cal and Mr. Pete Carroll, forgot the golden rule there. They make that play. There is no more time for Vince to continue being Superman. Allen in Tampa, Bill. Jimmy has a bad A double dollar sign house in the Keys. Yeah, I knew he lived down there. I didn't know where. Jeff, too, built Dogecoin, which started as a meme, by the way, has taken off again and has run to an all-time high. Mark Cuban has driven it up because he tweeted he was going to continue to buy and would never sell his coins. He says, I own 4,450 coins. If we get it to 10% of Bitcoin, I would pocket $28.5 million. Okay, if that happens, Jeff 2 now buys the Natty Light for everybody in the audience. Unlimited Natty Light from Jeff 2. I don't have any of that. Me and Cameron, my second oldest, were talking about it yesterday. I believe he has some, but I can't remember if he told me he did it. He worked last semester. He's about to graduate from Tennessee. But last semester he worked for I don't know the name of it, but up in Knoxville, a financial institution of some sort. But one of their specialties was the crypto and all of that. And I'm pretty sure he was dabbling in that stuff with them. I kind of wish I did because that stuff goes around the clock. So on the weekends, I'd love to have something to watch. I haven't had any of it. Just business, says Bill. Speaking of the goal line, can we have a rule that makes it illegal to run the shotgun inside the 5-yard line? I know visually that's one of the most disgusting things that we see in football is shotgun in scoring territory. Also, I just got sent a note, well, within the last hour, and you know what? It's way down the timeline. I've got just a millisecond. But it's more of the one freebie transfer, and apparently that's close to passing. Apparently that is done. It's just not formally done yet. And again, I'm searching down the timeline, and I'm still not to it. Anyways, Crazy Charlie, maybe we can get that clip tomorrow, but there is a BS word at the end of it, the exact BS word. At Crazy Charlie 615 on Twitter, markets up. The Dow was happy this morning. So was the S&P. Tesla, oh, you short Tesla today, you have no clothes in your chest or drawer back home. You've got no shirt on your back if you shorted Tesla today. Lashpa.